Rabotai, just one review of a simple halakha, but just to know the background of it. This week's parashiyot is a double header. It's Rukat Banak. Question would be, we don't always have Rukat Banak and Chubarot. So why is it this year that Rukat and Banak all of a sudden decided to be together? Well, there's a system of reading the Sefer Torah that's based on a lot of rules that the Gemara in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph brings. Maran codifies it in Siman Taf Chaf Het in Or HaHayim. Just an example. It should always work out that we'll read Parashat Bamidbar before Shavuot. It also should work out that we'll read Parashat Ve'etchanan after Tisha B'Av, and we should read Parashat Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. Those are some of the famous rules that the Gemara brings. The Gemara actually brings a remez to remember these three rules. The Gemara says, Menu Ve'etzru. Menu means count, and Bamidbar was the counting, was the census. Ve'etzru, Etzru Shavuot, I'll say it. Menu Ve'etzru. And then it says over there, Tzumu Utslu. Tzumu is fast. Shabbat. Tzlu is praying. Ve'et Hanan is the 515 prayers of Moshe Rabbeinu. Tzumu Utslu. Kumu v'tik'u. Kumu is Atem Nitzavim. Rise up. V'tik'u and blow the shofar. That's the name is that they give. Now, it does happen most years that Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz are reading the same parashiyot at the same times. However, there's two situations that can happen that can cause a discrepancy where Eretz Yisrael is actually ahead of us for a certain time of the year. And that is when the second day of Yom Tov, whether it's Pesach or it's Shavuot, falls out on a Shabbat, which, for example, in this year, actually happened. Shavuot, the second day, for us in Galut, was on a Shabbat. We didn't have reading because we weren't in Bet Knesset, but had we had reading, we would have read, Shavuot, we were reading in Bet Knesset, most of us. And we had reading of the Yom Tov, whereas in Israel, that Shabbat, they were already going back to Parashat HaShavua. So now there was a discrepancy. So eventually we have to try to catch up, so therefore we're back to, even though we're equal. So they chose to put Chukat and Balak together in order so we can catch up, which means this week in Israel they're reading Parashat Balak. Now, had we not made this combination, we would have been reading Chukat and we still would have been lagging. So they did Chukat Balak together. I was like, everything's good. The question is, why did they choose Chukat Balak to put it together? I mean, you could have picked, a few parashiyot earlier, I guess, and also put them together. You could have put Shelach and Korach together. And the explanation I saw brought down is, if you look at the Sefer Torah tomorrow, you'll notice that Parashat Balak is Parashat Setuma. It's the first Parashat Setuma since Shavuot. So therefore, it makes most sense to combine Parashat Chukat with Balak, because just the way it's written, Balak is Setumah, so therefore it was logical to connect those two parashat, because there's a natural connection between them anyway in the way the Torah has it written. So therefore we put those together. It should be pointed out, however, that there was a very, very fascinating minhag in Halab. For those that are excited about the minhagim of Halab, so it seems that for many, many years, hundreds of years, the tradition in Halab was, not only in a year that we're lagging from Israel because of the Shabbat, but their custom was never to read Parashat Korach alone. They felt that Parashat Korach is Mahloket, and the Parashat's Gorem. You read the Parashat's Gorem. After you read Parashat Korach, there's a Mahloket in the shoe. Some shoes, you don't have to wait for Parashat Korach. But in this case, they were concerned about the Mahloket. So they would always connect Korach and Chukat. That was the custom for them. So that would create a tremendous, it's the only community in the world Right? To talk about not trying to cause machloket, that would create a tremendous thing, even from, let's say, Halab to Sham. When you have the same country, you have two communities that are reading the different parashah. So a guy would come to Halab, they would catch two parashot and go back to Sham the next week, and they're reading parashat Hukat again. Or vice versa, you know, you'd miss a parashah. But that was the minhag. The only rabbi that actually kept up that minhag was Hacham Yitzchak Shchebar, alav shalom, in Argentina. That was his minhag. He was a stickler to the minhagim. And so that was an amazing thing also. You'd go to Argentina and they're reading a different parashah than the rest of the world when it comes to these parashot. Nonetheless, it's just a simple adjustment that we make. There's another case which was actually the perfect storm when it comes to these. We had a few years ago. We have a case where the last day of Pesach comes out on the Shabbat. It's the same scenario, it just happens on Pesach. And it's the same thing, we're back at Parashah. Israel, they read Parashah Shemini on that Shabbat. And then we're not going to read Shemini until the... Now Shemini is in Vayikra. We had a case a few years ago where it was also a leap year. That's like the perfect storm. We have a Shabbat, Pesach, and a leap year, which in that case over there, if you remember, we didn't make the adjustment till the end of Sefer Bamidbar, where we read Matot Mas'eh together. So that's a case where you're really going a very, very long time. And, you know, who knows this the most? The Bar Mitzvah boys that studied the wrong parashah, and they go to Israel and they realize, that, what are you reading? I studied, they looked at the calendar, but they didn't realize that there was a discrepancy. Nonetheless, it just shows you that a lot of thought and planning was made when they made these adjustments. There's reasons why they put these two parashah together as opposed to others. The question they asked in the leap year, the famous question was, in the leap year case, so we make the adjustment in Matot Mas'eh. That's when we catch up. Now, the Chaura, you could have caught up, I mean, much, much earlier in the game. You could have caught up in Sefer Vayikra. I mean, you have Ahanemot Kedoshim. I mean, you have Tazriya Metzorah. I mean, there was a lot of options for us to really fix that discrepancy before Matot Mas'eh. And the poskim bring down based on a rule that we just said. In that year, there's an oddity. In that year, it's one of the exceptional years that in Israel, they're not going to read Parashat Bamidbar before Shavuot. Actually, Parashat Naso they're going to read. Just because they're ahead. And since they're ahead, they end up reading Parashat. Now, we don't want to do that if we don't have to do that. So therefore, if we're going to make Harimot Kedoshim, we're also going to read Parashat Naso before Shavuot. Why should we have to put ourselves in that predicament if it's not necessary? We'd rather follow the rule of, you know, Menu Ve'etzru. So therefore, instead of adjusting it early on, Galut comes out that we follow Menu Ve'etzru because we could afford to. Mashiach and Eretz Yisrael that year, they cannot follow Menu Ve'etzru because already they started reading. They're ahead of the game. They can't go backwards. So therefore, in that case over there, they opted, instead of doing that, put it later. General rules also, they didn't say to Eretz Yisrael, for example. I saw one of the books bring down, maybe we should, instead of us, taking two parashiyot, maybe in certain situations, why don't you slow down Eretz Yisrael? In the case where Eretz Yisrael would have a mechubad, why don't you split them up? Wow. And the poor schemes say, you don't want to do that because that would sound like that Eretz Yisrael is trying to catch up to America or to Hotzah. They don't have the problem. So we're lagging Eretz Yisrael. You don't want to make the Adon, the Eved, and the Eved, the Adon. As if they have to adjust for us. So there was adjustment. The burden of adjustment is always on the people that are in Hotzah.